1050 WLIP.
Seven 19. Wake up, Kenosha. Hey, it's Bill and Pete. How you doing? Tuesday, the 15th. It's the Ides of December today. With that in mind, but not sure what that has to do with Care Animal Hospital, but we like to sneak that stuff in. Dr. Russ Brewer joins us now. By the way, Dr. Russ has an amazing Christmas lights display at his house. Dr. Russ, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you this morning, Bill?
I'm staring at your amazing Christmas light display at your house. That's how I'm doing today, sir.
Oh, you're being too generous.
How long did it take you to put that up?
That was two Thursdays. I had, wow, had Thursdays off. Unfortunately, the weather was nice enough this year that I didn't have to, like, go out and freeze.
And that's good.
It is good.
You don't want to do that. So we'll be giving out your home address later so people can...
There we go. Okay.
No, not going to do that. Anyway, exciting stuff here at the homestead over the weekend. Earlier in November, we had baby, I should say, cat sat for Enzo the kitty. And my daughter, my oldest, is so enamored by Enzo that she went through the nice folks at Kindred Kitties, and we have a cat in the house now. So thanks to Kathy. Yeah, it's kind of a cool thing. My wife was never really a cat person, but she's adapting. And thanks to Kathy at Kindred Kitties for helping us put all that together. I actually, as a homeowner, had to give permission for my daughter to get a cat, which is, that makes sense, right? It should happen that way. But this cat was originally Kate, the kitty. My daughter was going to name it Sushi, the cat. Not sure why. But now, because the cat has white on all four of her paws, the official name of the cat is Mittens. So Mittens the cat. Mittens. Now,
there we go.
Which led me to a Facebook post that I saw yesterday about cats eating Christmas trees. The question that this Facebook person was asking is there any solutions to keeping your cat from eating your plastic Christmas tree? Dr. Russ, confirm or deny, a lot of the responses to this Facebook post had to do with orange and citrus flavors, and apparently cats don't like that too much. Any suggestions from a professional on this?
Well, I have two static electricity mats around my tree. Keeps the dogs and the cat away from it.
Now, where would I get something like this?
Where else? Amazon.
Amazon. They got everything. Another suggestion I saw.
They're scat mats is what they're called. And they're, okay. And they're safe. I mean, it's kind of like, it gives you a little zap like you would, you know, when you walk across the floor in your wool socks and you grab the doorknob and you get that little static electricity zap. That's what it does. It's just got a little tiny pulse, and these are, they're just run off a 9-volt battery, and they're not on all the time. They just activate when something touches it. So the, you know, cat or dog can go over and step onto it, and all of a sudden, and then they're like, I'm going to leave. Thank you.
But so it's not a cruel thing. It's just a little friendly reminder to stay away.
Exactly. My daughter zapped herself the other day. She goes, I forgot I turned that back on.
Now, if I step on these mats, will I get electrocuted? That's what I want to know.
Well, you'll get a little shock if you're barefooted. But you
kind of like static electricity from the dryer, yeah, that kind of thing?
Exactly. Exactly. That's the exact kind of thing it's looking at. And it's not a constant thing. It's just a little, you know, just a little snip. And then you're like, that's on, and I'm going to move.
That certainly would keep me away from the tree. A lot of the suggestions, too, were to put hot sauce on the branches, but I don't know if you want to do that to your Christmas tree. That seems kind of cruel. You know, while amusing, it seems kind of cruel to do that to your pet.
It could be, and then again, sometimes that's not a deterrent. Some of them like that hot sauce.
My kitty loves hot sauce. All right, let's talk about the pandemic. You guys still doing curbside visits? Kind of describe that process for us, Dr. Russ.
Well, we're doing curbside visits for quite a while now. We're going to keep doing this until it's safe for everybody to get back together. And we've got this down to pretty much a science at this point. When a client pulls into the parking lot, they can give us a phone call and we'll initiate an air vet request case, which is our virtual exam room experience that we're using. The clients do need to have the app downloaded on their smartphone ahead of time and have it set up, because just downloading it won't work. There's some information they have to put into it as far as their name, their pet's name, telephone number, that kind of thing. And once they get that set up, we can actually talk to them directly. But we'll come out. We've got runners now. So this is our winter adjustment. We now have runners that some of our staff, that's all they're doing is they're going out and grabbing the dog, coming in, setting them up in an exam room, and then going out and getting the next patient for us. So we can avoid everybody having to freeze, get wet, snowed on, all that stuff. We're just going to, you know, have one or two staff members per day that are doing that, so they get to rotate around. So we don't have like the entire staff having to run out indoors in the cold weather. That's probably our new adjustment to it. But it's just have to park in a spot that's labeled, and then we've got signs up now. We went and put more permanent signage so that the snow plows can do their job when or if it decides it's going to snow. And
those will be the days when it'll be real fun to be the runner during the big snowstorms.
Yeah, I think actually, though, they would rather have the snow than the rain we had the other day.
Yeah, that is kind of nasty.
Yeah, when it's cold and rainy, that's worse. You know, you'd almost, the end of the snow, at least it kind of drops off your coat.
Yeah.
Not
rain kind of soaks into your coat.
Your bone. Yeah, you know, you get saturated when you're going out in the rain.
But the curbside thing is working for you guys. And again, if you have a pet, you want to take it over to Care Animal Hospital, you want to go this route, the phone app is called AirVet. It's a simple download wherever you get your applications from. You can also go to careanimalhospital.com and pre-register. And I'm thinking it's a very smooth process, Dr. Ross.
It is. I look at it as it's probably one of the most simplified apps that I've run across. I mean, you download it, once you open it, it just asks you for the information that you need. It will ask you for your credit card information. If you're going to use it on an after-hours basis, you might need to have that put in, but for our purpose of curbside, you don't need to have that information put in, because we'll send the request across free of charge to you when you're there in the parking lot.
All right. So, he's Dr. Russ Brewer. It's Care Animal Hospital, 9052. Prairie Ridge Boulevard in Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, we'll keep you updated on Mittens the Cat. And see if you can get some of those static mats for your cat. Sounds like fun around the holidays. Dr. Russ, what's the phone number over there?
Phone number is 262-694-6515, and we're open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday. We're open 8:30 to 7. Saturday, we're open 8:30 to 2. And Sundays, we're open 10:30 to 3.
Dr. Russ Brewer, thank you so much. You have a great week, sir.
Thanks, Bill. We'll talk to you next week.